Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have Burning Spear on the line. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, my brother.
Yes, sir.
We're ready for you for Thursday night.
Yeah.
We're ready for you Thursday night. Wish we had a little bit more time because I'm about to leave the air in about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
But you want to tell the listeners what is about to happen at the Haunt in Ithaca, New York, this coming Thursday?
Well, there's a lot of good things going to happen in the first. We're going to be there, you know, and I'm going to be there doing what I do best, you know, put on a show. I'm looking forward to see as much people as I can, and, you know, I just want the people to know that everything is going good for Spear and going good with Spear.
And the place is going to be packed, I know that, man.
Yeah, the place is going to be rocking, man.
So, Spear, tell me how many years now has it been since you've been doing this, man?
Well, I've been in this business since 1969. You know, since that time, the Spear been burning and still burning in this time.
We moving up on 40 years, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. So you can remember, can you go back and remember in them times when you was just beginning in them Studio One days, man, and laying them tracks down?
Yeah,
and
it was great. That was the beginning, you know, and in everything we ended up having a beginning, you know, and that beginning was very good. It was a good experience and it pays off for itself. You know, now I'm in control of whatsoever I does. I do it for myself. Now we have a new dub album coming out in May, Living Dub Volume 5, and we have so many good things going on. I'm working on my documentary. And, this is like a six-week tour. We're going to be in Europe doing another 6 weeks. That's from June. So it's a lot of good things taking place.
And good people along the way. Many people, I'm sure you've met many good people along the way supporting.
Oh, man, you know, man, I met so many good people, man. I met so many good people along the way, and so many good things take place along the way. I also want the people to know about the latest Burning Spear album, which is Our Music, and Burning Spear label. That's my second release on my label, plus my back catalog release on my label also. So I just want people to know everything about Burning Spear based upon the music.
Well, we're going to get them. We're going to have them come out. I already gave away five pairs of tickets.
Wow.
So people were calling and listening, man. So and that's just from Binghamton, you know, because you know when you used to come here, the place used to be packed all the time.
And I'm going to be doing a performance the 12th of August back in Jamaica for the St. Anne's Infirmary. And that performance is going to take place at the Marcus Garvey Youth Center. That's where everything on Burning Spear gets started. So I'm also looking for a lot of supporters, right, for a hopeful cause. So people should just support it.
Well, I heard about that. I was reading about that, and I was going to ask you, but you already mentioned it. So that's something that's going to be very positive.
Yes.
And the next DJ is here anticipating getting on the air, but I just want to let him know that Winston Rodney Burning Spear is talking on the line. Not Matis Yahu, but Winston Rodney.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
This is
the master of music from Jamaica that's talking on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just telling these DJs as they're coming in here, you need to come out and see reggae music in Ithaca this Thursday night. Winston Rodney, Burning Spear. You hear that?
Yes, right.
Now I've seen some Hasidim just come in here, so you know I know all of the big thing going with Matis Yahu now, and respect due, but I say people need to go to the roots in the core and get it from where it come from.
Yeah,
you
of
know
course.
And respect due every time,
all the time.
Yes, man. So listen, they look like they want to get on the air here, and we got like 3 more minutes. Well, let me just use these 3 minutes. I want to ask you, and all of the musicians that you have used, you can, man, have you forgotten any of them? Because I know there's so many.
There's a lot. You know, I've been using musicians since in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I am to deal with some of the best kind of musicians. both in the studio and both on the road. And not one time I can ever complain about the quality of music wherein we all play together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, we all have different attitude and ways at time, but when it comes to the music, man, we do it as one. It's a family thing.
Yes, sir.
I never regret, you know, nothing what those musicians does for Burning Spear musically. I think I'm blessed, man.
Well, I think you're blessed, and the people that hear you are blessed. All of the people that have been around you are blessed. Hey, listen, I'm blessed to be talking to you now, because I know it's 24 years ago that I first set eyes on you on the stage in Montego Bay, man.
Yeah.
At that sunset.
God bless the show itself all over us.
Yes, man.
People, the fans, you names it. God bless them, just keep flowing all over us, man.
Well, listen, definitely going to call you before Thursday.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And we can do some reasoning.
Bless that.
And look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Okay.
Much love, guidance, and protection.
All the time.
Bless.
Peace.
Love.